You're listening to Classical Music here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Matt Jackford, here with a returning special guest, world-renowned West Virginia pianist Barbara Nisman from Lewisburg. And she's with us today. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Oh, Matt, it's a pleasure to talk to you and be with you.
She's recently put out a new CD from Three Oranges Recordings called Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Raimi, featuring the piano works of three great composers, including one living composer. How about that? Barbara, give me a sort of overview of the CD and tell me about why you chose these particular composers.
Well, Rachmaninoff is the master pianist, and of course he's always a favorite of mine. And the second piano sonata, I never tackled this work until just recently, because it's a huge, sprawling work. And in fact, Rachmaninoff had a lot of trouble with it. He wrote it early in his career, then he came back to it later and edited it, and in my opinion, cut too much out of it. Then Horowitz had to go with the editing, and he cut it. And recently, in several master classes I've given across the country, a lot of students have played this sonata for me, and the melodies are gorgeous, and the pianism is spectacular. And I said, Barbara, it's time for you to learn this. So I started with, a work most people play, the later edition, and I learned that. And then I went back to look at the earlier one, and I saw that all this pianism that was in the earlier work Rachmaninoff had cut, so I said, you must play the earlier work. And I really wrestled with the format, because the form is all over the place. It's a very long sonata, and I wanted to do justice to his work. So that was really the principal attraction. And then I thought, well, I need another work from Rachmaninoff to go on this recording. And I realized I hadn't played the six moments musicaux, which are really gorgeous works. They're also earlier. And the pianism is just terrific. You know, he had these huge hands, and he really challenges the pianist, especially
right.
A pianist like me who has, you know, quite small hands. But it's definitely worth the effort. And then I also bumped into an old friend of mine, the composer Philip Raimi, and he was telling me that he had just written a piano sonata based on the Prokofiev 10th fragment, which, in a way, he had introduced me to when I presented all the Prokofiev sonatas years ago at Lincoln Center. This was the first time all the sonatas had been presented, and I didn't even know there was a 10th sonata fragment. So he showed me an old Russian textbook, and we found the first page, and that was all we had. And then, innocently, this is a great story, I wrote to Moscow archives, the Russian archives that had his work, and I just asked for the second page fragment, thinking, oh, I'll never get that. And it arrived the evening I was supposed to premiere the fragment.
Oh, wow.
The second page. So the timing couldn't have been better. So I had only recorded the first page on my original sonata recordings. So when he offered me the sonata and said, I'm dedicating it to you and Sergei and Lina Prokofiev, I thought this was a chance to record the full two pages of the fragment. And also, he uses the fragment in his sonata, so it's really quite interesting to see those connections. And, of course, his models are Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev, so it was a natural for our recording. So mm-hmm. I put the Prokofiev after the big second sonata of Rachmaninoff, then the Raimi sonata, and then I end with those wonderful six-moment musicals. So mm-hmm. for pianists, it's a great recording.
Great, yeah. Such great piano works on there, and they're all sort of connected in some way.
Yeah.
So let's overview the CD a little bit. Where did you record the CD? You normally go up to Pittsburgh to record, correct?
Yes, there's a wonderful 9-foot piano at Duquesne University, and that's where my recording team is. We've got the best Steinway technician up there, David Barr, and my producer, Bill Purse, who's extraordinary. We've done all our records together. Actually, we're up to 26 recordings.
Wow.
And Duquesne is the perfect place, and they've been so gracious in letting me record there, and in return, I give them a guest master class every year and work with their piano students. So it's a great deal for both of us.
Right, that's a good exchange right there, a little symbiosis.
It's a great exchange.
Yeah.
And the piano's phenomenal. It's an American Steinway with a great bass. You can hear that great warm sound on the recording. It's perfect for Rachmaninoff.
Right, yeah. And so what kind of studio do you use? What's the studio like there?
Well, we're in the recital hall. That's where we record.
Nice.
But because my producer is so extraordinary, he brings these great mics, and he really gets a very honest piano sound. I always think it's as if you're sitting on the piano bench with me.
Right.
And hearing exactly what I hear at the piano. And there's no processing. You know, so many records these days are processed after the fact, but we don't do that. So you really hear it like a live performance, Matt.
Wow, that's very nice. So does he use, you know, two or three mics inside the piano? Or?
No, he doesn't really use inside. He takes the piano lid off. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns me with my back to the hall.
Okay.
So I would never do a concert like this.
Right.
And the whole lid is off, and then he has a great mic that's picking up the sounds from the piano. Then of course, he's picking up the sounds in the house, and
mm-hmm.
then two on the side of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he uses a combination of six mics altogether.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. So
this man's an expert. He's not a pianist, but I think maybe that's an advantage, but he gets a spectacular sound. And then, of course, David supplies me with the best Steinway in it. So it's a winning team, and we've been together for many years. And in fact, we're recording two more CDs this summer.
Right, and I love that it's, you know, all very... pure, untouched sound. So it's like you're at the concert hall with you.
Exactly.
When you're listening to it. Great.
Without anybody coughing, right?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. No cell phones going off, none of that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's dig into the CD a little bit. You know, what can you tell me about the first selection on the CD, the Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff?
Well, it's a spectacular romantic work, and this is the one that he had so much trouble with the editing, and I went back really to the original because when he wrote it early in his life, and what he was very young, it's 1916, he was a spectacular pianist. I mean, that's the way, of course, when he came to this country, when he came to America later, that's the way he made his living. But the pianism is terrific. And in other words, he picks up where Liszt left off
mm-hmm.
and gives you that Russian soul. And there's so much of that, you know, Russian passion and melancholy. You know, you hear that in the second theme. And then the bells. I mean, he imitates the bells constantly
mm-hmm.
With this great pianism. So it's really a challenge for the pianist. But I'm convinced about the work now. I wasn't before I taught the work and before I went into it because I thought the form was much too big. But now, you know, after wrestling with it and working on it, it's a great work. So, and the second movement, of course, is the movement that will make you weep.
Right.
I mean, when he goes to that deep, dark place, you know,
right.
he really does it. And then the third movement is just a spectacular virtuosic finale.
Right.
Where he'll, you know, he ends with a bang.
Right, yeah. I love those second movements of Rachmaninoff. I'm reminded of the second piano concerto.
Yes.
Very lush, you know, sort of spacious music that's, you know, very relaxed from the first and third movements. Let's take a short break and listen to the recording of the Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor, the third movement, performed by Barbara Nisman.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of the Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff, with Barbara Nisman performing on her new recording from Three Oranges Recordings. And we're here with Barbara Nisman today. So that's the first selection on the CD. And then we have a very short piece by Sergei Prokofiev. You talked about this a little bit earlier. This was his Piano Sonata No. 10 in E minor, but the track is only 1 minute and 18 seconds long, 78 seconds of pure Prokofiev. What's with this short piece?
Matt, this was probably the last notes that came from Prokofiev's pen. So he wrote it in 1953. And actually, again, he was recycling because he took some ideas from his Sonatina. I think it's Opus 52 that he wrote. And he used some of the themes there. But what was interesting, when I had only one of the pages, and it stopped in the middle of the measure, that's why I knew there had to be a second page. But then what was interesting when I received the second page was that Prokofiev went on a whole different tangent. You know, I didn't really expect where he would go. And the pity of it, of course, when you hear it, is that that's it. You know, there's right. nothing else. So it's wonderful to imagine what he would have done with this. I mean, he was such a master. He's still my favorite composer of the 20th century. I mean, it's extraordinary what he does at the piano.
Well, let's take a listen to that Piano Sonata No. 10 in E minor by Sergei Prokofiev. That was the Sergei Prokofiev Piano Sonata No. 10 in E minor, Opus 137, a little fragment there, performed by Barbara Nisman, who's here with us today talking about her new CD from Three Oranges Recordings.
Every time I work and rework a piece of his, I see that tender soul that's hiding underneath
right.
all those layers. And it's really, you know, it's emotionally, it satisfies me completely, because there's a wide gamut of emotion that he achieves in all of his works.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And so this piece was introduced to you by composer Philip Ramey. And,
yes,
right?
and you know, Matt, it's interesting because I found out he was a lover of Prokofiev. In fact, he had interviewed Lena Prokofiev.
Wow.
And he was the one who mentioned this fragment to me, that, of course, I was just starting my project of recording and performing the nine sonatas. I didn't even know there was a fragment. So there are all these wonderful connections with, and then his sonata, of course, is based on that fragment. His 10th sonata was inspired by the 10th sonata fragment of Prokofiev. So it's really a natural, all these wonderful connections that come into your life, right?
Right, yeah. It's great that you have a friendship with him. And, yeah, so you met him, and then he turned you on to that sonata
yes,
by Prokofiev.
And then what's interesting, Matt, then we lost touch for many years. You know, I moved, you know, I left New York and moved to West Virginia. And then we bumped into each other a few years ago. And then he said, oh, I would love to dedicate this work to you. And then I said,
wow.
Well, let me look at it. Because, you know, for an artist like me, who usually does dead composers,
right, yeah,
dead
right,
composers.
Right.
It's a real commitment to learning somebody else's language, because you really, it's like learning a new foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that way, especially if I'm going to perform it or record it. I have to make it my own.
Right.
You
right.
know, and of course, honor his intentions. That, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously.
So that music, you know, I listened to that sonata and, you know, a lot of it seems to be able to turn on a dime and he changes emotional trajectory in an instant. What sorts of things do you feel when you play his music?
Well, you know what I feel, and I think this is really one of the reasons I like it. I feel his sense of what inspired him, the foundation that he built upon. And he's a pianist himself, and he confesses to loving Rachmaninoff and loving Prokofiev. And I think that was the draw for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized. I remember when he gave me the works, he says, oh, it's not as virtuosic as my other works, because he knew I was, you know, kind of a virtuoso.
Right.
And actually, I find it very virtuosic.
I thought so, too, when I listened to it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's take a short break and listen to Movement 3 from the Philip Ramey Piano Sonata, number 10, performed by Barbara Nisman.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of the Philip Ramey Piano Sonata No. 10, performed by Barbara Nisman, who's here today talking with us about her new CD from Three Oranges Recordings. And let's turn to the final piece on the recording. This is the Rachmaninoff Six Moments Musicaux. That's his Opus 16. And there's such a wide variety of pieces throughout. What is it about this piece that drew you to its music?
Well, you know, they're translated, they're musical moments, and mm-hmm. you really see how Rachmaninoff also was inspired by what went before. Like the first piece, of course he makes it his own. I mean, it's no doubt, there's no doubt when you hear it that Rachmaninoff wrote it. But the first piece was inspired, obviously, by a Chopin nocturne. And maybe you would say the second piece might be inspired by, say, a Chopin etude. But, of course, he takes the pianism way farther than Chopin did. And then those third pieces, the third piece is like a funeral dirge. And I always think it was inspired probably by what he did in his C-sharp minor prelude as well.
Right.
And then the fourth piece is just virtuosic. I mean, that's a real tour de force. And there's so much Liszt in that one.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And the fifth piece, which is, it seems to be everybody's favorite, because in my mind, it's the essence of what Rachmaninoff is, you know, that deep, dark soul that just makes you weep. But at the end of that fifth piece, Matt, I always hear something Gershwin-esque. And, of course, he wasn't inspired by Gershwin. Gershwin would have been inspired by Rachmaninoff.
Right,
but
right.
If you're familiar with the lullaby Gershwin wrote for, mm-hmm. for his string quartet, those chord progressions are straight out of this prelude. And then he ends with what I call as monumental pianism. It's like he's using, it's such thick textures. It's
right.
all over the keyboard.
It's like a summary of his piano composition.
Yeah. It's just, you know what, Matt? It's just wonderful romantic piano writing. And it's, to me, it's the essence of romanticism.
Well, let's take a listen to a movement from Sergei Rachmaninoff's Six Moments Musicaux. This is number 5, the Adagio Sostenuto in D flat major. Barbara Nisman performing.
Thank you.
That was the fifth movement from Sergei Rachmaninoff's Sixth Moments Musicaux, and that was performed by Barbara Nisman at the piano, who's here with us today talking about her new CD from Three Oranges Recordings.
To find a composer that touches the soul like Rachmaninoff does, that's what we're always looking for. I know I, as a performer, am always looking for that, and I think a listener is as well. And Rachmaninoff always does it. You know, he just manages to take you to that dark place, but he always manages to bring you back into the sunshine as well.
Right,
he doesn't leave you there.
Right,
thank goodness.
Right, I know. And that's the final track on the newest CD from Three Oranges Recordings. That's called Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Raimi. I'd like to talk to you about another project you've been doing, which is a DVD about composer Alberto Ginastera, whom you are somewhat of an expert on. How's that project going, and who all
have
you been?
Well, it's going terrific. And you know, Matt, I was very fortunate when I was a young student at the University of Michigan. That's when I met Ginastera. And really, in essence, that's when our friendship began, when I performed his first piano concerto, and he was there for our rehearsals. And at that point, he promised to write me a piano concerto, which, unfortunately, because of his ill health, turned into his last work, which became his third sonata. So this DVD, we have gone into depth with his piano music. So the masterclass is about the three piano sonatas, plus his early Argentine dances. And then we're doing an in-depth bio on him. And we have, this is what's exciting, this is what we're putting together now, because we have interviews from his daughter, Georgina, and his widow, his late widow, Aurora, and himself. I have interviews with him. And then we have, I just interviewed Chick Corea, who happens to be an admirer of Ginastera's music. In fact, he told me he had all my recordings of Ginastera's music. So we did a wonderful interview together. And of course, he's been influenced by his music.
Right.
And then we also did an interview with Leonard Slatkin, with whom I've played Ginastera quite a bit, the piano concerto. And an interview that I was very fortunate to do with the late Keith Emerson. And he also, he also had my recording. So that's how we managed to come together before his untimely death. And he talks on that interview about his first meeting with Ginastera, because you probably know this better than I do, you know, that recording of his brain salad surgery where he transcribed the toccata from Ginastera's first piano concerto for rock band, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Right, right.
So, and it's a very funny interview. So this is going to be a fun DVD. And this is really the reason we started, we created the Three Oranges Foundation, so we could continue these DVD educational projects. These are things I want to leave behind, Matt. And, of course, the next one has to be Prokofiev. And then the next one has to be Rachmaninoff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, get all the ones, get all your composers you love out there, because I know you are big into
those. And you know, I have lots, you know, I'm very opinionated about these composers.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you know their music in and out, you know their stories in and out, and that's why you're doing these great works on these DVDs and CDs. I know the DVD on Franz Liszt is already out, and I'm looking forward to the DVD on Alberto Ginastera. When can we be expecting that?
We're hoping to get it finished by the end of this year, and hopefully releasing it in the beginning of next year.
So much going on, Barbara.
Yes.
You're keeping busy. I really appreciate that. And representing West Virginia very well, you know, both in-state and out-of-state.
You know what, Matt? I love living here, and I love the land, I love the people, and I feel so blessed to live in West Virginia. So.
Yeah, I know. And you tell me that, you know, your studio's nestled within the mountains of West Virginia, and it's just a beautiful space for you, so that's great.
And even Beethoven would love my studio.
I'm sure he would. Well, thanks for talking with us, Barbara. That's world-renowned West Virginia pianist Barbara Nisman from Lewisburg. Barbara, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Matt. Thank you.